Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, as well as my calling and my responsibility and my mission right now in life, I do believe. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for the great I am that you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness, for the salvation you have given each and every one of us, if we will just but believe. We ask for your forgiveness, Father. We know that we fail you every day. This nation is in need of you. We do ask for your protection over all who are here. But I ask, Father, that you will put your hedge of protection around the president and the vice president, and those who are beside them making decisions. Guide them, Father. Help us to weed out the lies and to see the truth in all things. I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio. Bless my sponsors, my advertisers. Bless those who are listening. Father, they're all in a way right now. They're needing your guidance and your help. Things are tough. But we know we can trust you. I ask that you will guide and guard me with wisdom. For such a time as this, most Heavenly Father, I pray. Amen. I'm going to have a special guest here later on in the show. Many of you have sent me this video of this Texas rancher, and his name is Shad, and I reached out to him and finally convinced him he needed to come on the air and talk with us, and he's talking about some things that you're going to want to hear. And I think before we're done, we'll have some encouraging news, but you need to be watchful. And as I was writing my monologue this morning, it came to me, America waits in line. We're always waiting in line. Who is essential around this nation anyway? If there's one thing we know now, the WHO, the WHO, is not essential and certainly not worth American tax dollars. But that's not what the topic is about today, although they've caused many of this by not doing what was right in the very beginning. But like the comedy routine of Abbott and Costello, when government is in charge, who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know is on third. It all becomes very, very confusing. Now, there are many bureaucratic departments. They're here to help all us Americans. They can't possibly keep up with which was who and who is what, and it's almost certain that I don't know is going to be the one who answers the phone. I was reading a recent press release from the USDA that Shad sent with me. He said that's what fired him up on his video. It's almost like breaking news. Regarding America possibly facing yet another complicated symptom of the coronavirus. Complications, they might call it. A food shortage. Not because our ranchers and farmers aren't doing their jobs, but because the processing plants had to shut down due to sick workers. The press release I have was dated, I've got two of them. One was dated April 24th, and then an article that was from the same source, not the same writer, was April 27th. In the article, it stated, this was on the 27th, that there had been 17 deaths and 3,300 had fallen ill with COVID-19 from the processing plants across this nation. One thing is for sure certain, shutting down essential workers is causing this nation great grief, turmoil, and sufferings of all kinds. But don't fear, the essential workers of the who, what, when, where, and I don't know are here to help us all. while it truly is amazing what the president has been able to do as he has gathered the private sector, much to the gasps of the left, President Trump has removed restrictive barriers in our healthcare system to make way for the emergency that we have at hand. It is amazing what he has accomplished, but then the governors decided to shut the states down. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she never shut her state down. They did, however, have a few outbreaks, and one was in the Smithfield meat processing plant. She and the people of South Dakota have done an amazing job. They're keeping that virus at bay. New York? Not so much. Common sense has not been the leader in many of the states, and it continues to be dismissed as for science is much more important than common sense. But the truth is, at this point in time, the Democrat governors, they want Americans to wait. Wait in line, America. So we wait. Each time this nation has a tragedy, the essential Americans tell the rest of us to wait in line. Oh, and be patient. Many of us ladies, we're used to waiting in line at the public restrooms, but that's another story for another day. Americans have waited in those gas lines. The Americans have waited in the unemployment lines. We've waited in line for health care. We've waited in line for toilet paper. And many today are waiting in line for food. You know how I feel. I've not tried to hide it. You've not had to wait in line for my opinion, that's for sure. Essential workers and the working Americans, they are the working Americans. Those who actually produce something are the essential. They produce food. They produce products such as food, medicine, energy. The non-essential workers, they push paper. Speaking of the government bureaucrats. You make this nation move. You make this nation move. When working, you pay the salaries of the government essentials. So if you're not working, they shouldn't be getting paid. I'm talking about the bureaucratic offices and Congress. Earlier this week, our president ordered the U.S. meat plants to open. We're going to talk about that with Shad. I guess they are essential after all. I think Americans are growing impatient, waiting in line for the who, the what, the when, the where, and the I don't knows in government to give us permission to work. Americans have been patient. Americans have waited in line. Americans are the know-how, and we can get this nation rolling. I think we might have to push the who, what, when, where, and the I don't knows out of the way, though. Be reminded, there is one in control. And we must trust him. I have an article here that prompted the who, what, when, and where. And I'm going to read one little paragraph from you. And then when we come back, we will have Shad Sullivan with us. But this is from the 24th. This is the press release. And this is what I'm going to read. Tonight, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's the USDA, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, that's APHIS, announced the establishment of the National Incident Coordination Center to provide direct support to producers whose animals cannot move to market as a result of processing plant closures. Did you hear that? These two departments, these bureaucratic departments, have now started another department because they can't handle it, so they got to have another department. I wonder how many people got hired for that. What happened? USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, that's the NRCS, will provide state-level technical assistance to producers and will provide cost-share assistance under the Environmental Equality Incentives Program, that's EQIP, in line with program guidelines for disposal. Do you ever wonder how we ever got anything done with all these essential people? I think they need to get out of the way. I think maybe we're spending a little too much money on the paper pushers and the pencil pushers or whatever you want to call them. The coordinators. They coordinate. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. America, stop waiting in line. Let's get to work. And we will be right back. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on.